Heto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Isang maganda at manibago. Ano yung
manigong
term? Manigong. Manibagong.
Nakapanibago nga naman yung bagong taon.
Bagong taon. Alam po, welcome to our show. This is Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang niya, lapit sa bayan.
Yeah, ako si Trixie.
Ako si Rick.
O yun, sorry, kasi last week, blooper lang namin, kwento namin sa inyo. Dumating kami sa studio last week.
Akala aga, namin
aga
game.
Aga namin. We're so proud ng aga-aga namin kasi usually, ano kami, delinquent. Pero biglang, ay, wala pa po today. Wala pa palang show last week. So parang kami, ay, hindi kami pumunta for the show. Nagalakad-lakad.
Ang ganda kasi ng view dito sa DZUP.
Ang ganda ng view sa
DZUP. Pero ang ganda na nga naman kasi talaga.
Yeah, excuses.
Yung sunset, yung fields.
Yeah. So, yun na sinabi sa amin, parang hindi kami nakakahiya.
Yes.
Sabi namin sa staff na hindi pangyay kami nakakaya. But yun nga, na-excite yata kami na mag-show ng 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Na-excite ka ba, G?
Sakto lang.
Ano bang changes sa buhay?
Dami nga eh.
Oh my gosh!
Can't keep up. Going cray-cray.
Pero, so yeah, maraming mga pagbabago ang naganap ngayong taon and even nung last weeks mm-hmm. of the year. Share nyo naman if may mga pagbabago sa buhay nyo. May mga status update ba kayo?
Yeah.
From it's complicated to ano? Ano?
It's even more complicated. Sobrang sad naman. Story
don't
of my life.
Don't talk to me about it.
Don't
talk to me about it.
It's none of your business. From it's complicated to it's none of your business.
Oh, yeah. So, share lang kayo ng mga stories niya about it. And yeah, we'd like to again plug our Facebook page.
Yes.
So, you can visit facebook.com/italakayan or even go to our Twitter. That's twitter.com/italakayan. Tweet nyo kami. And also, we'd like to introduce a new voice.
Ta-da!
And ano siya? Makakasama natin siya siguro hindi pa in a regular basis pero hopefully regularly. The mere look of horror in her face. If you're here
right now. I
remember
that. I can see myself.
Oh, 300 years ago. Yon. So, kasama po natin ngayon si Cheska.
Yay. Hi.
Ay, yes. Hi ka ulit, Cheska.
Hi.
Nahiya pa siya.
Bagay sa radyo yung boses.
Ah, yes. So, tell us about yourself, Cheska. Anong background mo dito sa UP, for example? Anong pwede mong ma-share sa ating mga audience? Saan ba nag-aral?
UP din.
Anong course mo? Komsay. Kailan ka graduate?
2015.
ASL. Oh. ASL. 2015? Bata pa! Oh my gosh! Kailan ka graduate?
Huwag niya ating tanong. Ikaw, kailan ka graduate? Nakasalo mo ah. Okay na siya.
Okay, ito ngayon eh. Meron tayong generations.
Aha.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, yun. So,
tama.
Cheska will...
Tama.
Diba?
Kasi,
hindi mo sobrang layo natin, no? Pero si Cheska medyo... Hindi naman sobrang...
Diba?
for reference.
Half a decade. At least sa amin
ten
dalawa.
Kami.
Huh?
Kami, 10.
Oh, sakto!
Sorry, 13.
Ish, 10-ish.
10-ish.
Ano yun?
10-ish, badminton.
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 Kung may tennis, may badminton.
Entrance ko 10.
Ano? Pasok mo sa ano? Sa school? Ay, sorry. Oo, tama. Mali. Hindi pala kami 10 years ang gap. Kasi ang pasok ko is 3.
Okay.
So, 7 years lang naman. Nasaktan ako na 15 years yung 13 years yung agwat namin.
Ikaw nagsabi nun eh.
Medyo hindi tama.
Lang ako.
Sorry, nagahang yung utak ko ngayon.
Right.
Kasi fresh pa ba from vacation or pagpasok galing bakasyon sabak agad?
Feeling ko yun. I think for most of us ganun yun na feel.
Uh-oh.
Lalo na nung last week. Last week tayo ba nagbalikan ng trabaho?
Uh-oh. As in half of last week.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Kaya nga excited kami pumasok sa show. Anyway, daming updates. IT updates, IT balita for the day, for this week. We'll be talking about a few things. Maybe you can include this in your resolutions.
Aha,
totoo. Oo, diba? Kasi maraming ganyan eh. Maraming gumagawa ng mga... Ano nila? New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Ikaw, may New Year's resolution ka ba, G?
I stopped making my New Year's resolutions kasi wala naman ako natutupad. I decided, why wait for the New Year? You can start now. Something.
I see. And any resolutions regarding use of ICT, ganyan?
Meron
ba?
One siguro is lessen yung screen time.
Okay.
Kasi sometimes na siya, habit. Well, it's become a habit na yung tipong the moment na maging idol ka,
mm-hmm.
parang ay biglang
reach
out for the phone and then check. Kahit wala ka naman talagang
there's no need to go there.
Kalo idol as in.
Oh, idol. K-pop idol.
Idol ka, so lagi ka nag-check na. Ikaw, meron ka bang resolutions, Cheska? In regards to social media use, mga ganon, or tama lang naman yung use mo? Healthy naman para sa'yo.
Parang di naman din natutupad.
Di natutupad.
May gusto ka bang mabago or status quo?
Sa palagi mo ba, yung the way you use social media and other stuff right now, the internet in general, ikababuti nyo lang yun? Mabuti ba sa kalusugan mo?
Or, minsan kasi parang gusto ko yung mag-update lagi sa friends, pero parang wala din akong time mag-upload.
Nakakatamad.
Yeah.
Parang to keep
people informed.
Kasi sila, nakikita ko updates
yun
sila,
napupunta.
Ang dami ko ng mga trips na hindi na
share.
Oo nga. I remember pa di natin i-mention yung recent trip mo abroad.
Matagal na yun eh. October.
October. She was
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yun din. Ang napost ko lang day one.
She was in Korea. Yung
ibang pictures.
Yeah, sige. I would look at it. I want to go. I never wanted to go there.
Why?
Pero after Goblin, I wanted to go there. Change shame bells.
Mag-shoot kayo nung i-recreate. Yung laging lahat na nabubunta doon ngayon. Laging pag-uwi may video na
the Goblin
yung
style.
Yung doon sa
walkway. Yung sa walkway ni Grim Reaper. We were talking about this show, this Korean novela, and it's fun, but if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Defensive! Grabe. Yun. So, pero I'm impressed, ha?
Why?
Kasi for, not to offend any of your generation.
Uh-huh.
Pero di ba, their generation is a bit more sherry.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun. Aware ka ba doon? Would you agree with that? What generation talk? Na mas medyo mas free ang 20. Mga yun nga, mga, I don't wanna say the M word. Pero parang mas free kayo in your age group na mag-share about your lives, ganyan-ganyan. Masanay.
Parang na-compare ko. Mas madami kami nasi-share nung students pa.
Oh.
So nawalan na ng time din.
Wow. Hardworking.
Or pagod sa work. Tapos wala na.
Yeah. Parang, I think that's the appeal of these. Parang nung yung Instagram dati.
Yeah.
Before kasi, nung unang panahon, Instagram, you couldn't post anything that, ang pagkakaalala ko na hindi mutinake at that time.
Kasi ngayon,
ngayon kasi, from the gallery, you can choose dati, talagang wala. You have to take the picture and then post it. Parang gano'n yung approach dati. So, it's really instantaneous.
Kaya nga, insta, hindi ba dun galing yun?
Dun nga galing yun.
Instant, my story.
Yeah. Yeah. Stories
ngayon kasi, hindi, yung stories naman, yung stories kasi, pwede rin siya yung videos in your phone, kahit luma na, pwede ba yung kahit luma na? Or,
recently, parang pwede na. Pero yun, before, dapat within
live
the
video siya.
Within the 24 hours.
Dati, within 24 hours. Yeah. So, yun yung mapagbabago. Dati, siguro nga, mas exciting. Ewan ko, pero still, people are still posting.
Yeah.
People
are still posting.
Ako ngayon, I just wanna share. For no reason at all. 5 days na akong hindi naggagamit ng kahit ano.
Gamit, define gamit.
Open.
Really?
Yeah. Ang open lang sa akin na may kinalangan sa social media is the messengers because I need to talk to the people.
Right, that's right.
But the
Facebook,
wall itself,
Instagram,
Twitter, no. Just trying it out.
Wala ka naman withdrawal symptoms.
Ito kayo napansin ko. So when I decided to do start this.
Hey, wait, sorry. Before you, was this something na you decided on your consent, ano tawag doon?
Conscious decision siya.
Na okay, for this week,
I'm gonna
stop or lessen.
Yeah.
Okay, sige.
Okay. And then I realized, first day pa lang, na my finger automatically goes.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, pag hawak ko lang yan, and then nag-idle lang yung utak ko, bigla akong open phone, and then automatic the finger goes to, ano, na hindi ako aware. Nagugulat, oh my gosh, nakabukas na. So parang, close, ganyan. Yeah. So what I did is I rearranged all the icons on my phone.
Oh, that's a nice
I didn't
tip.
Delete it yeah. kasi i-re-download na naman, sayang data, ganyan. Yeah. So I hid it away. Mm-hmm. And now, yun nga, hindi na siya pupunta doon kasi hindi ko na alam.
Make it less accessible.
Oo, parang ganun.
So, ako, even me, I have my mga, meron pa akong under ng folder na social yung pangalan. Nandun lahat, no? Facebook, Viber, Twitter, Messenger, magkakasama yan. So, yeah. Alam mo, pag minsan kahit Messenger lang talaga kailangan ko.
Mm.
The moment na i-open ko yung folder, nandun yung Facebook, might as well.
Yes,
might
yes,
as well
yes.
Instagram na din.
Yeah, true. But yun nga, ang problem din doon is that, paano ba, hindi man problem, sorry. Pwede pa lang gawin doon. Pag alam mo na kasi kung nasan siya.
Ayun lang.
Your finger will have an automatic response. Kasi I made it harder for my finger kasi dati nasa front page, first page ng mga apps. So I put it somewhere. I think in the very last. Kaya lang kasi, yun nga, if
hinahanap
ng finger mo at lagi mo pinupuntahan, masasanay din yung daliri mo na swipe ganyan. Feeling ko lang ha. So okay. If people are really trying to detox. Mm-hmm. Palagi ko makakatulong kung every week papatama yung lugar kung nasan siya. Para hindi masanay.
Or meron ng parpapa namang hide and seek yun. No? May app ka na what it does is it automatically rearranges your launcher.
Oh my goodness.
Without you knowing kung saan niya pinilagay.
Pwede. Idea yan.
It's Jessica, not. You heard it first.
You heard it first here. Itala ka yan.
Na pala.
So, pwede kang pumili diba? Ng, pwede mo piliin yung mga apps na kailangan maintain. Tama. Like, let's say, email, ganyan. Not everything. Yeah. And then, pipiliin mo rin yung mga biglang mawawala.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, pwede ka may whitelist and may blacklist. Lahat na naka-blacklist.
Biglang nag-rearrange.
Or wala sa whitelist.
Para lang hindi siya automatic na pupunta. Kasi di ba, when you wake up, you have your phone, you check the time, biglang bubukas na yan, pinot pa. Hindi mo napapansin, na-realize ko ha, hindi mo napapansin minsan nagagawa mo yon. So,
if your phone can start, reorder things for you without you knowing, at least. Tsaka may exciting, something new every time you open it.
What a surprise. It's a surprise.
Glalaro.
Okay, so before we go on our first break lang of the year, alright, i-run down lang natin yung topics natin for today. Yun nga, may mga kailangan tayong baguhin sa buhay natin. Maybe a lot of people are into video gaming.
Madami ganyan.
Pag-aralan natin what is healthy, what is not. No?
Yes.
And also, a report about the most hacked countries in the world.
Okay.
Kung ano yung mga pinaka-hack. Big business yan.
Oh my God,
Pasok kaya tayo. Top 10. And then, another thing that happened over the holidays na medyo nag-stir and rage with people is something about batteries of devices. Yeah. So, we'll dive deeper into that later. And then also, ang dami ko nakausap about this, Bitcoin. We had this topic years ago when it was just
starting to explode. No one heard. First time people heard about.
And then we were talking about na ang tumatanggap lang ng Bitcoin transaction sa Pilipinas ay manang. Manang sa katipunan. But now, especially in the last quarter of the year, sabog na sabog siya. I mean, sobrang everybody's trying to get in on it. So, let's just take a few minutes to talk about that later on in the show.
Okay.
And then, just update on what's going on in the internet sphere, what's bad, what's good.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about those things later. Okay, ang oras po ay 17 minutes, makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. O wait lang, so meron tayong bagong friend, Cheska, no? Cheska, do you know how to close us?
Tinutubo ko na yun.
Oo, so pagsabi natin sa DZUP, sabay-sabay tayo sabihin, kasali ka. Okay, kaya ba, Cheska?
Okay.
Okay, so sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika'n at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PSR.
Sabi ko na yung PSR.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya sa atin marami. PSA, ang dami akong naisip.
Nagsusundutan
lang kahit dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio! 7 to 8pm mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko. Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Buti pa, barkada. Nandyan pag kailangan. Eh, ikaw?
Ang kailangan ko, nanay. Hindi pera.
Ma! Magpadala ka na. Ubus na allowance ko.
Diyan ka na lang sa Dubai. Wala ka namang pakialam sa akin eh.
Niminsan ba naisip mo ang paghihirap nila ay para sa'yo? Hindi madali ang mga ibang bayan, lalo na ang malayo sa pamilya. Bigyang halaga ang kanilang sakripisyo. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Italakayan.
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi ka lamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
At ako naman si G.
And with us is
Cheska.
Yeah.
Subtle lang.
Oh, shy niyang voice niya, no? Lalabas din yan. Yes. Sundutin natin siya.
Ayoko. Hindi yung mga ganong ano.
Sorry.
Ano yung madas nisundot ngayon?
Ano?
Mga mobile games.
Oh my gosh! Oo nga. Grabe. Sino nagmo-mobile games?
Atin ako hindi.
Cheska, nagmo-mobile games. Meron ka ba mobile games? As in, regularly mo na nilalaro, pinaplay?
Paiba-iba kasi ako paiba-iba ng mobile games.
Oh, pero meron. Mm. And regular and
right now, ano yung,
games
game of the month mo? Would you
game
say?
Game of the month, actually.
Game of the month ka!
SimCity.
Oh, ay, wow, kaya ng phone. SimCity. At yun, kaya ng phone ko yan. I'm so happy for
may
you.
May SimCity ba sa ano?
SimCity?
Tinry ko yung Sims Free Play, pero parang...
Ay, SimCity is yung the build, yung mga building things.
Okay. So, mobile game yung SimCity?
Cool.
Or desktop?
Alam ko both meron.
Okay, ikaw, you play it sa
mobile.
Mobile, nice.
Can I see?
There on your phone?
Yes, I'm the mayor.
Oh,
wow!
Cool. Ang
saya. Ikaw, Trixie, do you have, while we're looking at waiting for The Sims to load?
Okay. Mobile, not really.
Uh-huh.
Ang pinaka-nalaro ko pag mobile game was, ano, yung mga trivia.
Ah, okay.
Puzzles.
Mga trivia, mga puzzle, mga ganyan. Loser. Yeah. Yung mga ano, quiz up, yung mga ganyan.
Sudoku, ganyan.
Ay, hindi. Yung numbers eh. Mostly useless facts.
But that's nice. Useless now, pero useless who knows? Now.
Yeah. So, diba? Useless fact games. Ayan na, oh my gosh. Nakita ka na yung...
Mukha nga siyang Sim.
Patingin.
I've tried SimCity before sa desktop.
Yeah. Oo.
I tried
the Sims.
Sims
nung ako ay...
Pwede kang mag-cause ng mga... Di ba may mga...
Oh, may disaster, may earthquake.
May disasters? Mm-hmm. Pwede ba yung...
UFO, mga ganun. Wala ba?
So, I'm looking at Cheska's phone. This is a what? Just to give an idea kung ano yung kailangan
Samsung
nilang.
Samsung A5.
Samsung A5. So, kaya na yun ni SimCity.
2017.
Kaya ni SimCity. Ni SimCity mag-function. Mag-function sa Samsung A5.
Nice.
Anong storage capacity ng phone natin?
Ay, hindi ko na alam.
Oh my gosh, hindi na siya relevant. Ibig sabihin, sobrang laki.
I guess, ano.
And then, pwede ka mag-zoom in sa mga life ng mga tao or generally sa town
outside
ka?
Outside lang ng houses nila.
Ah, so, ang kinokontrol mo dito sa game na to is the town.
Pati yung traffic.
Fun, pati yung traffic.
So, ikaw gagawa ng roads na.
So, hindi ito yung ano, ayong sayo nga, pero hindi ito yung parang Sims dati na yung mga romance ng mga iba pa yun.
Iba siya.
Oo, kasi dating gagawa ko naman yung mga bahay. Sa mga pangalan mga klasiko yung... or sa Harry Potter, may bahay sa Harry, sa Hermione.
Yung mga gusto mong magkatuloy.
Oh my gosh!
Yung pinagkatuloy ni J.K. Rowling.
Sino magkatuloy sa ano? Okay naman Harry, lahat. Hermione. Okay naman. I think nagkatuluyan naman lahat ng kailangan magkatuluyan.
So you're all happy with yung the Ron, Hermione?
What, Harry? You're not?
Ano, I'm okay. Wala naman. Pero kasi I've read people, some people, diba? Ayaw
Harry
naman.
And Ginny.
Yung pala! Yung pala yung, ano, yeah. Explain sa akin. Diba? Yeah, sorry, yeah. Segue to Harry Potter talk, no? Pero, yun, kasi Pottermore. Yeah.
Na-addict ka ba sa Pottermore? Sa Harry Potter
in general? Harry Potter in general, yes. Yeah. That's why I also win at trivia. Yeah. Pero,
yung books.
Books, oh, the films, everything. Pero,
well, it's better to be addicted to books than be addicted to video games.
Why?
Ay, it's okay. May ma-offend pala kasi yung siyempre iba ngayon, they make lots of money out of it. Pero,
oh, nga, it's a job.
Depende, yeah, depende, sorry, depende sa, let's put everything in context.
Oo. Mm-hmm. So, let's ask Cheska, how often do you play this mobile game? And estimate mo, gano'ng kakatagal or ano, gano'ng karaming oras ang inuubos mo while playing this? Wala lang, general estimate.
Yung game kasi, meron siyang yung kailangan mong balik-balikan.
Mm. Ah, it's one of those. Yung mga Farmville, diba? Na,
so, parang after a period
may
of...
factories, tapos babalikan mo in.
Unless you pay. Parang ganun.
It's a technique.
It's a technique, yeah.
No? Ng mga
but at least, it makes sure na hindi ka nakababad.
True. So, it makes sure na hindi ka nakababad sa game, but at the same time, it makes you want come back.
Okay.
So, isipin yan if you're thinking of a startup for a game.
Yeah.
Think of that particular factor for your game.
That model.
Kasi yung ang nilalaro ko pala na natira dito sa phone ko, na nilalaro ko na in the idless time na talaga wala akong magawa. Walang internet, for example. Crossy Road.
Ah.
Oh my God. Nilalaro ko din.
Ano yung tuwatawid-tawid lang yung mga chicken.
Game
ganun.
Of the month ko before.
Yan. So, nag-compete kami kung sino pinakamarayo malayo mararating. Na wala namang pupuntahan. Di ba? Wala lang. Palayuan lang. But at the end of the day, there's really no goal.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's most games.
Yan. So, I wasn't really addicted to it.
Okay.
I say ang sa akin, hindi ako addicted dun sa game na yun. Kasi there are now like, World Health Organization recognize parang symptoms.
Okay.
So parang sabi nila, how will you recognize gaming addiction? Because they are now gonna try to parang categorize it as a mental health disorder.
Yikes.
And some people may not agree with this.
Okay.
No? I myself, paano ba? Mental disorder, not really. Something lang siguro that has to do with discipline sa akin.
Yeah.
Okay, so basahin natin yung research natin. The disorder is said to be included in the World Health Organization's International Classification of Diseases, the new edition, and it's said to be released this year, 2018. It outlines a set of criteria for whether or not one is addicted to video games. So this was a report by The New Scientist. So, sabi nga naman, most people play video games. I play video games. They don't really have a disorder. Unless you call playing a video game for 2 hours straight.
Yeah. Without.
Na
yung tipong napipigil ka ng bodily function.
Exactly. And then parang, anong nangyari dito sa akin recently, I was playing Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
And I was playing for 2 hours already. Biglang nagkaroon ng glitch.
Aha.
Yung game. Oh. Ang nangyari...
Binato mo yung controller sa TV?
Ang nangyari, kasi sa Final Fantasy 15, para siyang open world.
Yeah.
So it's a big area. Uh-huh. So tumatakbol-takbol lang yung character mo doon. Then they encounter enemies.
Okay.
So when you encounter enemies, may sound... Basta iba yung BGM. Yeah. Diba? And then may mga life bar na maglalabas. And then... yung gameplay mo, yung controls, magbabago.
Yeah, magiging battle mode.
Yung controller. So, anong nangyari dun sa akin, napatay ko na yung mga kalaban, pero naka-battle mode pa rin ako. So, I can't talk to people in the town, I can't interact with anything. And then, I was trying to get out of it for maybe 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
As in, ang layo na nang ni-roam ko sa buong mapa. And
while in battle mode. Without anyone to battle.
Oo, exactly. And then parang, ayoko na. Nira-start na. And I was just so frustrated and sad. So parang, ang sa akin naman, hindi man siguro mental disorder. It was a great waste of my time. Nasayang lang yung oras ko. Pero yun nga, most people who play video games don't really have a disorder. In the same way that most people who drink alcohol don't.
Tama.
Aren't alcoholics, right? Certain circumstances, overuse can lead to adverse effects.
Yan.
So it is characterized a disorder by a pattern or of persistent or recurring gaming behavior, which may be online or offline. And then the when you're addicted, sabi dito, it impairs your personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of functioning.
You have to qualify kung ano yung when it becomes addiction, an addiction.
Marami ako narinig na gantong case with ano online gaming na
yung mga Dota.
Oo, yung mga ganun.
Siguro, anong kung magbabayad ka pa for the
and
game.
And then, so it affects na your
ganun? So you think pag nagbayad ng game, addicted na yun?
But well, depende
sa
amount.
Oo, kasi I've paid for games before. Okay. Pero hindi naman, I wouldn't say na I've paid a fortune.
Uh-huh, yeah. So if you're sinking money, you're supposed to be using somewhere else.
Yes.
It's the same way. The same way as any other addiction. If you're sinking money na hindi naman dapat doon napupunta, that's an
gambling,
addiction already.
Gambling, diba? I mean, some people.
Yeah. Exactly. So reassess your life, reevaluate your life this new year. Check nyo naman if na-addict na kayo.
Because
so,
apparently, the World Health Organization is already classifying it as a...
As a disease, mental disease. Disorder, right? But the problem with this recommendation, however, is it parang puts a stigma on gaming in general, no? Common sense and objective research prove video games are not addictive, sabi nung Entertainment Software Association.
Okay,
so I guess they have a point. And yun nga, putting that official label on them recklessly trivializes real mental health issues like depression and social anxiety disorder, which deserve treatment and the full attention of the medical community. Mm-hmm. Yun. So parang na-divert yung attention that's supposed to be on those more pressing, tama ba yung term natin? Then,
I think so. Mm-mm. Kasi it, video game addiction, if ever it's totoo man, kung totoo nga siya, it's a new, we're charting new territory here. So, I would understand kung bakit some people would find it wrong or something. Pero, I think, wag din naman nating i-discount na.
Oo.
Baka nga naman there's something here. Maybe it's not video games lang.
Mm-mm.
Baka it's a problem with digital
media addiction. Kasi for ang difference sa akin dito, let's say with drugs or with alcohol, is there if you're playing video games, wala namang biological na nagbabago. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yung substances, they don't the substances like alcohol or other substances, they affect your body talaga. They break down things. They ruin your body. If you're playing video games, I guess ang pinaka nasisira sa mata mo.
If you're playing video games na to an excess. Kaya I think may guidelines sila on how when do they say na it becomes wrong.
Okay.
Kasi if you're playing games, or kasi there are people. I don't know anyone in particular. Pero diba, there have always been those stories na yung people na
minamatay ka, diba,
namatay dahil naglalaro ng
Dota,
sa ano yung mga nasa computer shop na nagtagpuan na lang patay na pala or something or yung tipong yung iba na nalad ng TV tapos bilang nanganak na pala kasi
oh my god, ganun, may ganon?
Mga ganon. Yung iba probably are those are fake.
Nanganak na ba nagbe-video game?
I don't think sa video game center yan. Pero yung mga ganong case. If it becomes too much, it can be a big, huge distraction from you living your life.
And yun nga, it's an overflow. Yeah. Video games ka, hindi ka kumakain, hindi ka nag-proper hygiene, hindi ka nag-ano. So, dun mo malalaman if you have an addiction already, if it's already affecting other aspects of your life. Hindi lang, sabihin mo, hindi naman ako nagkakasakit or hindi naman ako nagkakasakit, so hindi okay lang yan, no. If it's affecting other things that should be going properly.
That's right.
Yeah, priorities. Yun na, priorities mo.
That's right.
Diba? Okay, so priority natin ngayon ay mag-break ulit.
Okay. Maka-addict tayo sa pag-on-air.
Oh my God! Okay, so ang oras po ngayon ay 28 minuto bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi ang DZP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZP 1602. Tayo na makinig
relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay Engineer ang lahat ng yan! Itanong kay Engineer tuwing Lunes, alas 4 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang Lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Walang himala! Ang himala ay nasa puso ng tao! Nasa puso natin lahat! Tayo ang kumakamala ng himala!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang nialapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
Drake.
At kasama namin ngayon si
Cheska.
Yes.
Hello.
Binabati po namin si Joy.
Is she listening?
I hope
Joy.
So. Wherever she is. Yeah, Joy is indisposed.
Yes.
Maybe we'll hear from her soon. Maybe next week. We'll find out. Anyway, marami ring mga tao ang gusto makisaw-saw sa susunod nating topic. Makisaw-saw, tama ba yun? Tama ba yung terminology ko? Medyo mean ba?
Hindi naman. Kasi kung may pangsaw-saw lang ako, sasaw-saw ko din. Makikisaw-saw din ako.
Okay. So, ang pinag-usapan po namin na gusto namin sawsawan is what we call Bitcoin.
Yes.
Okay. G, mabilis lang. Kaya mo bang...
Okay, I'll try my best. Kasi
try your best. Nag-research ka naman kaya paano.
In a bit. Naglalingan ako curious na din talaga.
Yun. So, can you give us a 30-second overview of what Bitcoin is?
So
what
Bitcoin is cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
At this point, marami na kayong maririnig na iba pang klase niyan, yung mga Ethereum is one.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi yun nalang alam ko. Pero madami pa yan na nag-sulputan. So, ang idea niyan, it's an online currency. So, unlike yung mga other currencies that we're used to, yung mga yung actual money na nahawakan natin.
Mm-hmm.
This is purely digital.
Mm-hmm.
And walang nag... paano ba to? Hindi siya minamaintain ng kahit ng no single government.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. Purely electronic siya. And anong kinaganda nun?
Okay, so, for example, sa Pilipinas, kaya, remember, you have, let's say 1,000 pesos.
The value is the same.
The value of your 1,000 pesos in Bitcoin will remain the same if you use it elsewhere. Walang transfer fees, walang foreign exchange problems, ganyan. So it's gonna be the same everywhere all the time.
That's right.
So that's one good thing about it. No? Ang nangyari ngayon kasi, because a lot of people have started investing in it between, let's say, early 2010s.
Yeah.
So 11, 12.
No, when it first started.
Oo. And now, like heavy hitters, nag-i-invest na sila. Lumalaki yung value ng Bitcoin. Yeah. Ngayon nangyari nga na the price was only $9,600 US, only, no?
As of
November 2017.
Okay.
And then, biglang bumaklas ng 10,000 the next day ng November, di ba? And then, it reached such highs ng December. Yeah. Kasi nga, people started investing, people started from all over when they heard kung gaano kabilis siya mag-advance, no? And because of this, there's a danger and it might have happened already or yung first signs of it na, for example, me, if I invest a significant amount of money or a small amount of money, and then it reaches a point na sobrang balik na sa akin investment ko, kukunin ko na yan.
Yes.
Diba? Ang problema, if sabay-sabay tayong kumuha.
Yun.
Yeah, so lahat na nag-invest, sabay-sabay kumuha, biglang babagsak yung value. Mm-hmm. Ito ngayong ano, nangyari sa akin, hindi ko alam kung you have any similar stories. When Bitcoin began, or yeah, when Bitcoin was getting airtime,
traction, yeah,
parang ganun, there was an event with a speaker, if I remember correctly, from coins.ph. I can't remember his name. And then, dun sa event na yon, habang nag-speak siya, he was asking the attendees, if you can answer my question about this particular topic, I will give you, kung tama yung pagkakalala ko, one Bitcoin.
Ooh. One Bitcoin. This was years ago?
Years ago. Okay. Years ago, di ba?
So, kasi mga 900 pa lang
yung
value.
At the time, wala. Wala siyang, yeah, ano, wala siyang conceivable value, yeah, because you can't spend it anywhere. Yeah. Not even on online purchasing. Right? Dati. When it was still starting out. So, nobody really cared. And I remember vividly, uh-huh, that because I was part of the team that organized this event, I was given a free Bitcoin wallet with some Bitcoin years ago.
No end.
I remember this. Diba? Kaya lang, what you need to know about Bitcoin is what's important is your the blockchain. The record, yeah, and your key. Mm-hmm. Your wallet and your key, you know? And these are stored in your computer. Yeah. So, pag mawala mo yon,
you won't have access na to
you. Won't have access.
Since digital currency nga siya, so hindi siya something na tangible na pwede mo itago sa bulsa mo.
Yes, exactly.
So, kaya kailangan ng key na yan.
And I also remember vividly that I cleaned my computer.
Oh, no!
And nakakalat lang yung files ng Bitcoin na yun somewhere in my desktop. Ano
sa Bitcoin na nakapangalan
sa'yo? That's the question. Kasi if there's only a set amount of Bitcoin, yeah, in existence forever, I think it's like something billion.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, mm-hmm, which means
no.
something billion Bitcoin, diba? And that corresponds to a particular amount of money. Let's say US dollars. Yeah. Quick Google search ko lang, no? How many Bitcoin in the world? Research ko lang na mabilis. Bitcoin in circulation. So thank you, Google. Ayun, so 21 million Bitcoins.
Okay.
So quick Google search ulit, 21 million Bitcoin to USD. So 21 million to, wait lang, to 21,000
for the value.
Okay. So 21 million Bitcoin. Sorry, ilang digits to? Ay, sorry. Yan. So it is, wait lang ha, 1,369. So that's 282 billion, 885,225,000 US dollars.
Good Lord.
In Bitcoin total. In existence, yeah, total. Mm-hmm. So mga 300 billion, yeah, dollars.
Kaya yung Bitcoin mo nun.
And ang current value ng Bitcoin ngayon ay 13,470 US.
Yeah.
Diba? So, yun nga, dinelete ko yung file ko.
Oh, no.
Hindi na ma-recover.
And hindi na clean.
If I'm not mistaken, yung key na yan, it's basically just another string.
It's a string.
So, para siyang magiging Yamashita's treasure, yung nawawala mo. So, now people can start trying to find.
But it's a 60 plus digit tano eh.
Exactly. It's a treasure hunt.
Oh my gosh.
So, diba? Assuming na, kunya, let's say, kahit may 5 bitcoins lang dun sa, ano mo, mm-hmm, sa wallet mo na yun. Or kahit nga 1 eh.
Exactly. One bitcoin is, ano, is 13,400 US dollars. Bitcoin.
Let's put it in pesos.
US. Ah, in pesos?
Para mas, ano.
Wait lang, para meron tayong perspective. PHP, no? Philippine Piso.
Yes.
So, sa Philippine Piso, it's a 1 Bitcoin is 700,000 pesos.
Just good Lord.
Over 10 years. Over the over time.
Yeah.
Over 10 years. Okay. So, simple Bitcoin price history chart. We're checking Google. Just so you, just para lang ma-inform natin yung mga tagapakinig natin. How much was Bitcoin In 2009, Bitcoin was worth $0 during its first year of existence. Okay, so one Bitcoin in 2010, mm-hmm. it was 39 cents in 2010. US,
so after 1 year.
50 pesos.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last 5 years, paano, percent change, wait lang. I'm just searching yung actual chart ng Bitcoin prices. But if you can imagine that how many years ago yun? 2010. 17 years ago, Bitcoin was worth 50 pesos. One. And now it's worth
70. Ano yung sabi mo kanina?
700,000. Math, sorry. 700,000 pesos. So from 50 pesos to 700,000 pesos in 17 years.
It took 17 years. But still.
Sobrang laki, di ba?
Comparing, if you had, magkano? Oh, 100 pesos to spare back then, 17 exactly. years ago.
Exactly.
Nandun lang siya. Tapos, dahil masinop ka, hindi mo, hindi mo format yung computer mo for 17 years. Tapos, sa'yo yung private key all this time.
Oh my gosh. Ito pala, mayroon palang chart. So, nung 2012, the price was $6. 2013, nagdoble siya to $12 to $13. 2014, the price was... Ay, 7 years lang pala, not 17 years.
Yeah.
7 years lang. Years, 7 years. So, from 50 pesos to 700,000 pesos in 7 years.
Oh, kumikita ka na nung 7 years. Oh, my God.
Ito yung pinakamalaking jump. Pinakamalaking jump, 2013, ang isang Bitcoin po ay $13, no? Uh-huh. Next year, $700 na siya.
$13 to $700.
From $13 to $700. 2015.
Yeah, ano tawag nila sa
ganyan? Oh, pero noong 2015 bumagsak. Tingin mo to. 2014, 700. 2015 nag 300. Ganun kalaki yung cut niya. Ganun kalaki yung risk. The trend right now it's going up, no? Pero pinakamalaking rise niya is between 2017 and 2018.
Parabolic ba yung tawag?
Ito no, ito na. This is what I'm talking about. So, noong December 18, ang presyo niya ay $15,000. Pero today, it's $13,000. Yeah. Ang laki rin ng binawas.
So, kung nakita mo 'yon at kung takot ka, ano tawag doon, i-grab
mo na.
I-pull out mo na yung
agad yung
in-invest mo. Yes. So, ang tendency naman niya yung iba, makita nila, pababa na pababa. So, before they start losing money, sabay-sabay ngayon silang
pull out. And then, yun nga, that's gonna cause the crash.
That's why it's called basically. The bubble.
Yeah.
At some point, it becomes too big.
Na,
and all of a sudden.
Kasi ang labanan dyan, kung ako, binili ko, let's say, sobrang laking percentage ng Bitcoin and then I took it out mm-hmm. from the investment, malaki yung ibababa.
Yeah.
Diba? And then people will worry
yeah.
and start taking it out already. Mm-hmm. Yun ang mangyayari. Yun nga, I heard the podcast before about, yun nga, yung na-mention natin na missing Bitcoin. Meron daw isang guy from the US that remember having Bitcoin
yeah.
in an old hard drive. So, binuhay na yung hard drive na yun. Mm-hmm. And then, they open the wallet, pero walang laman.
Oh, no.
And then, he remembers that he did a transaction to a test Bitcoin wallet. Okay. At hindi na niya maalala yung key.
Test wallet?
No.
Oo. Gawa siya ng test wallet para lang makita niya kung paano mag-transfer.
Okay. Oh
and yung dun sa test niya, yun ang hindi na niya maalala. Sabi nga raw nila eh, if meron ka lang time
yeah.
to do it, mag-ano ka sa mga tech dump yards, check old hard drives. Just to see. Kasi there's a guy in Britain who lost millions.
Because he lost the key.
The file. Yun lang. So yun nga, what will happen to it? It's forever locked away. Lost Bitcoin or forever locked away.
No.
Romantic ng konti pero depressing for those who used to have it. Like me.
It's tragic.
I don't know where it is anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll check my old laptops. But anyway.
Pinahanap mo, ulo mo na. Don't forget.
Up in the cloud it goes.
Don't forget. Half Bitcoin.
Half Bitcoin lang.
Point, kahit nga point one. Masaya na.
Basta partial, okay na yun.
Partial.
Sige, so if you're thinking of investing, pag-aaral niyo po mabuti.
Yes.
Me, maybe not really at this time, yeah. but if you have the spare cash lying around,
ayun
why
yung
not?
Key palagi. If you can afford to lose whatever
afford
money
to lose.
You're putting out,
mm-mm.
then by all means, go.
By all means.
I mean, go ahead.
Go lang. Uh-oh.
I mean, no one's stopping you. Pero if you're looking for a way to talagang grow your money in a more Diba?
Stable manner. Stable manner din. Maybe not.
Marami naman ding ibang options dyan.
Yeah. Pero if you win big, you win big. If you win, you win big pala here. Yeah. With ano. Ganun in advertise. No! I'm not advertising. It's all on your own conscience. Yeah. Okay. Sige, wag muna tayo agad-agad mag-invest. Pag-aral-aral muna tayo. Ang oras po ngayon ay 12 minutes.
Bago
mag alas 6 ng gabi. Last break po tayo. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisahan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Pagyamanin ang kaalaman tungkol sa iyong kalusugan at maging handa laban sa anumang karamdaman dahil ang kalusugan mo ay mahalaga. Your health matters. Tuwing Martes, alas 4 hanggang alas 5 ng hapon, Health Matters. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
OMG! LOL! BRB! Huwag hanggang social media lang ang pagiging social mo. Kung social ka online, pwede ding maging social sa totoong buhay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan.
Okay, meron kami mga back stories during the break.
Usapang Bitcoin.
Usapang Bitcoin trading kasi we know people who really made the load. Yeah. Loads and loads in this
but
past year.
A
lot of money talaga this past year.
Sana may pa-Bitcoin si Mayor.
Kan get rich quick kasi talaga siya if you're on the right side of the tracks.
Accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin, ano yan? Imbes na ano, arms.
Of Bitcoin. Parang ganon. But anyway, let's go naman to the odd things that happened at the end of the year, no? Odd things. Pero yeah. Pinaka-una dyan ay nandito tayo ngayon sa top 10 most attacked country online.
Ano ba yun? Naman, top 10.
Top
10.
Top 10.
Top 10. Nasa top 10 tayo ng most attacked country.
No!
In the internet sphere.
Why am I not surprised?
We are actually the 10th most attacked country.
Attackers din ba tayo?
Oo.
Well, we don't know.
So it is gleaned from FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. The most attacked countries include Canada number 1. Kawan mo sila.
Okay.
Note lang na hindi kasama ang US dito. Number 2 is India. 3, United Kingdom. Australia is 4. France 5. Brazil for 6. Mexico for 7. China...
Eight.
Japan number 9 and the Philippines ang number 10. Ba't tayo na-attack? Problema natin. Yun. So, itong nagbigay ng ano na to, ng listahan na to ay si Manila-based FBI Supervisory Special Agent Joshua Farlow, a cyber assistant legal attaché, ALAT. ALAT at the US Embassy. So, pinasend niya sa isang cybersecurity conference called Decode 2017 Transforming Security sa BGC. Yun ang nangyari. So, sabi ng report niya, it showed that instead of being contained, cybercrime is getting even more pervasive. Totoo naman yan. Figures from Farlow's presentation revealed that in 2021, cyber criminals will bleed the global economy at an estimated 3 to 6 trillion US dollars. Paano pumasok sa business ito? Joke!
Joke lang.
Cyber warriors.
Oh my gosh. Ayan. So 2015, the global cost of the economy of cybercrime stood at 158 billion in 2015. And then just 1 year later, 450 billion.
Yikes.
So 300-400% increase.
Lumilevel sa Bitcoin yung pag-ano nito. Ha?
So the agent here, yung nagbigay ng talk, is on special assignment as the FBI's representative on a joint cybersecurity working group. It's a partnership between the U.S. Embassy, the Philippine government, and private sector okay. companies with the objective of promote cooperation and knowledge sharing on cybercrime and cybersecurity best Sounds practices. Good. You know, so some crime types yeah. in 2016 and the G based on the ICT.
So, ano
data.
Ba yung mga, when we say cyber crimes, ano ba yung mga netukoy natin dito? So, that includes personal data breach. Mm. So, kapag yung mga na, pag may mga nabataan tayo, yung nahack yung database ng ganitong, sorry, identity theft na mostly cause kapag right after ng data breach and nandun na yung personal data mo out there, then most likely, sunod na niyan, mayroon na magpapanggap na ikaw. Harassment, threats of violence, so pag mga keyboard warriors, ayan.
Oo nga, sorry.
I'm sure some of you have, kasi don't linger sa mga
comment section.
Pero madami yan.
Okay.
Credit card fraud, ayan, ever since the dawn of credit card,
it has always existed.
Mas naging prevalent ngayon dahil nga online, mas maraming mas lalo na dito sa Pilipinas, mas kompante na tayo mag-online shopping.
Well, there's a reason for that. It's because it's a bit more secure as well.
Well, yeah. Diba? Now, then
the measures
before.
Have started to get more secure.
Yeah. But the attackers are getting better then. So.
Yeah. They're all getting better at
this. Ano magawa nung sa email na kunwari sila daw yung BDO?
Ayan, yung mga phishing, ganyan. Kasama din yan. Corporate data breaches. Ganon. Yung parang mga corporate mga companies, diba?
Which connects to the ransomware. So, for example, yung kumpanya mo. Anong ginawa sa kumpanya mo?
Ganun last year.
Parang hinold.
Yung parang hospital ata.
Last year nangyari yung Bitcoin ng gusto nila, diba? Remember?
I forgot
ang
na.
Ransom should be really? In Bitcoin.
Same, are we talking about the same years?
I think so. And then may nag-reply na developer na parang, yun nga, kasi he held, the attackers hospital. Held, I'm not sure if it's a hospital, but the attackers held the web developer's project hostage.
Yeah.
So, yung data ng project niya, ng mga dina-develop niya. Oh, and they were asking for Bitcoin as ransom. And then, nag-reply yung developer, I'm just a lowly developer. Pinagbigyan siya. Pinagbigyan siya ng mga hacker. Oh, it's okay. They're there. Parang
we understand.
Don't worry about it. We understand.
We've been there.
Cute naman nila. But anyway, yun yung plain job application. joke lang. Ano pa ang criminal?
IPR, copyright, and counterfeit.
IP, intellectual property, right? Ay. So, copyright and counterfeiting. So,
ano bang sample nito?
Software.
Okay.
Okay. So, ngayon kasi ang popular mode, alam nyo, we have to admit in the Philippines, lalo na dati, sa mga bangketa, lalo na nung kapauna na ng PS1, PS2, you can buy the CDs. Ayan, diba? Ang mahal ka ng video game.
Di ba ginagawa yun? Oh my God, sino gumagawa nun?
Hindi ko alam. Saan narinig ko?
Hindi ko nga alam yung pinupuntaan sa North Mall eh. Sa may LRT. Mag-try kami, tapos akat kami doon sa third floor.
Kami?
Tapos, nakikita ko lang sila. Sabi, ano may nagawa niyo sa third floor? Pwede pa bibigay dyan ng mga ano.
Oo, diba?
Kung paano nila, may mga games na. Nabili lang na 150 pesos. Ano ba yun?
Pero diba, kasi the price of video game CDs, ROMs, dati was ano, libo-libo din.
Yeah, totoo.
And then if you can find it sa bangketa ng 50 pesos compared to, and you can play the same game.
It's the same game.
It's the same game. Yeah. I think PS1, PS2. I think nung PS3, PS4 era, medyo nahirapan ng you know why?
Why?
Akala ko may input ka kasi sabi mo yan. No. Pero feeling ko it's because the games are now connected to the internet.
Yeah, okay.
No? So, there are updates regular. So, they can check for authenticity of your video game.
Do not update.
Hindi eh. Kaya nga nagkaroon ng bug yung update. Final Fantasy ko kasi daw hindi ako nag-update. Kaya daw ako na-stuck sa endless battle mode.
I don't understand how these modern consoles work. Today.
Yun daw ang rason. Really? Kasi hindi daw ako nag-update. Kasi nga, yung internet naman medyo sabog for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hindi ako nakapag-update ng Final Fantasy. So, yun daw yung cause kung ba't ako nagkaroon ng endless battle mode. Oh my gosh. But yun nga, crime yun.
Crime.
We have to
crime.
Admit. Mm-hmm. And parang even software you use every day, mga office, ganyan, yung mga Adobe na ganyan. I think yan yung pinakasikat na pinipirata. Yeah.
Mga office productivity tools. Mm-hmm. Kasi you need it. Kailangan mo siya.
Well, pero if you syempre, need it, buy it.
Sorry, yun yung sabihin ng mga ano. Pero not all of us can afford. So some people will resort will look for, diba, fake or not fake, but counterfeit.
Yes, but I guess this is more targeted to companies.
Yeah.
That offer services that use this, diba? Parang if you can afford to make money, why don't you buy it?
Yeah.
That's it, basically. Pero if you're a student, I can't say. I will not pass judgment on you.
You should ask, anong view ng mga, at least mga UP students ngayon sa ganito? About using...
Kasi yun nga, I'm married to a developer. Yeah. So dati medyo, lax lang ako sa mga ganyan-ganyan. But when I realized na people really work hard to make these products.
That's our job. It's our livelihood.
It's your livelihood din. And people just, get them for free. It's the same way that artists complain na why are you na parang hindi nyo binavalue yung market for you. It's the same way. If you're pirating software, same way, right?
Pirating movies, pirating shows.
Yeah. But napaisip tayo ng napaisip tayo ng konti, 'di ba? Hindi sa akin, ang sa akin lang ha, personal opinion ko lang doon, not opinion of anyone any show. If you can afford to get it,
if you can
afford it, no, just do it, no. Not if you can afford, if it's available to buy.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with ang hadlang, I think, for some of us in here in this country is may mga gusto tayong panoorin or gusto tayong consume na hindi naman natin mabibili dito.
Yes.
Makukuha dito in any legal mean. But I'm not, for example, I'm promoting the use of these websites that you can pay legitimately so you can watch things,
subscribe to
something. Mm-hmm. Kasi available na naman siya. So maximize that. And it's not that expensive.
Tama.
You can share with your friends. I don't know.
And if you can't afford it, maybe it's not for you. What?
Oh! No!
Yun yung mentality ko. Ay, wag na lang.
On the other side of that, on the other side of that, there's there are people who are fine with it. Na guess na sumisikat because people can really consume the content. It's a different, iba-iba tayo ng perspective dyan. At I cannot dictate to you kung ano yung tama at mali. Dictate ko lang sa inyo kung ano yung considered crime. So it's intellectual property rights and theft and counterfeiting. Gambling also. And hacktivism? Well, it's when you deface a website, for example, without permission, just because you don't agree with a particular cause.
Or when you hack something just because you wanted to try. We've had news on that before.
For kicks.
Yeah.
Ayun. So, yun lang. Check nyo if you're doing anything above that kasi you're contributing to us being...
In the top 10!
In the top 10! Top 10!
Pati ba naman yan? Hahabol pa
Pinoy
tayo.
Pinoy Pride! Hashtag Pinoy Pride.
Naman.
Okay. Alright. So, if you have any other comments, suggestions, questions, again, twitter.com/italakayan or facebook.com/italakayan. Before we go, Cheska, first day mo ngayon, may gusto ka bang batiin sa family mo, sa mga friends mo, sa mga heart-heart, mga ganun.
Ano naman, have a good day.
Yeah. Oh! Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ingat pa uwi.
Kinilig ako na.
Nakinig ba?
Ayoko na. Nalamig na rin ako. Tulog na ako. Sige. Alright. Nakatapos na lang po tayo ng isa orang oras ng Talakayan at Balitaan o
Taliban.
Dito po sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi kalamangan niya lapit sa bayan.
Bye!
Happy weekend!
Bye!